Hello, and you're very welcome into the Sight and Sound Technology Podcast. My name is Stuart Lawler, and this is episode number 101. It's been quite a while since we've been with you back in September for our 100th episode. It's been so busy, but delighted to be kicking off a new season of podcast episodes here from Sight and Sound Technology. podcast@sightandsound.co.uk is that email address if you want to get in touch. And coming up on today's episode, it's almost time for the now annual RNIB Northern Ireland Technology Fair. Jackie Brown will be along to tell us all about it. Stay right where you are. Now, in just over a week from now, the Foyle Arena in Derry will be a hub of activity as RNIB, Northern Ireland, bring their annual tech fair back for another year. I do believe this is the third year. And here to tell us all about it is RNIB Northern Ireland's Jackie Brown, and great friend of the podcast. Jackie, welcome back. Good to have you.
Thank you very much. Hi, everybody.
So, Jackie, you're back again. Is this year three?
Yes, it is. The first year was 24, then we had 25, and now, goodness, we're into 2026. And yeah, it looks like it's going to be our flagship event for all things tech.
You're moving around Northern Ireland a little bit. Last year you were in Lisburn, and the year before, of course, in Belfast. And some of my colleagues who were there last year, because I wasn't there on the day, said it was absolutely heaving, Jackie.
It was. It's the first 2 years have been really, really busy, and we wanted to try to move it around to give people an opportunity to come along who might not be able to travel too far. And we thought this year we would take it up to the northwest, because there were a lot of people from that part of the world, and obviously over the border, because you can get to Donegal, places like that over the border. So I think people felt it would be great to have a tech fair in their part of the world. So that's what we've done, and that's what we're going to try to do. So each year, if you like, has its own memories. It has its own style because of the event. So it is really interesting to see different people coming in as well.
Okay, so give us a bit of a sense. It's on the 11th of February, first of all, which is a Wednesday. Middle of the week is always a good time, I think. In this Foyle Arena venue, what's that like?
Well, I haven't actually been up there to see it, but I know my colleagues were up early on in the development of this year's event, and they went up to have a look. And it's going to be a really, really big hall with lots of space, good lighting, very good facilities for going out to the car park. If you have, if somebody's coming by car, there is free parking there. There is guide dog spending. There will be water bowls for the dogs as well. So there is a lot of room there for talks as well, and there is a cafe as well, and there will be lots of sighted guides around on the day, so that if anybody comes on their own and they're needing help to get around the exhibition, then we have sighted guide volunteers. And there will be a registration desk, of course, where you can just, if you like, sign yourself in or get somebody to sign you in. And it's good for statistical purposes as well, so that we know how many people have been. And it's really good for, you know, feeding back for future events. So there is a lot of room there, and I'm told it is a very accessible venue, and it's close, more importantly, to the bus station and train stations of Derry, so that you can get there no bother. And there will be a shuttle from the bus station or the train station just to make sure that people know where they're going. There is going to be a shuttle bus, I believe. So we've hopefully covered all bases.
You're really making it very easy, Jackie. I think sometimes people, especially, and I think we talked about this last year, the sighted guides idea, I think that is a huge plus. The just to be able to walk, to go somewhere on your own, walk in and know that you'll be with people who understand and say, listen, where do you need to go? How can I help you? I think people who might be a little bit anxious, who mightn't have someone to go with them to an event like that, can now go with confidence. And the fact that you have those shuttle buses from public transport routes as well.
Yeah, I think it's really important. You know, this is for blind and visually impaired people and everybody that works with them, their friends, their families, their neighbours. I think it's really, really important to actually have those kind of facilities available. And there's no point in anybody being really stressed out and worried about having a journey on their own and then wondering what they're going to do when they get there. We've tried to do this from the very beginning, from the first exhibition. So it is one of the things. We have a lovely little working party that I work with every year. There are about half a dozen of us, and we learn, we take the feedback from each event, and then start planning really early on for the next event. And I always look forward to those meetings. They've stepped up to every week now. They start off with maybe once a fortnight, and then it increases, and we share our list of things that we need to do. And I think it's really, really good that we have the same working party, the same understanding among us all, what we're trying to achieve for our customers and all their friends and relatives.
Okay, so people arrive at the Foyle Arena, Jackie, most importantly, and they get their sighted guide or they have their coffee or whatever. Who can they see? What can they see? What's going to be there?
Okay, so there is quite a list. I think we are expecting a fair amount of people coming. That's fair to say. So I'll just run through some of the people that are coming. We've got AbilityNet. We have Adapt NI. We've got Ambutech, who are the cane company. Mm-hmm. We've got Angel Eyes Northern Ireland, Blind Veterans, the Daylight Company. Some of these I'm not quite as aware of as others, but we've got Deaf Blind, Disability Action, Guide Dogs Northern Ireland, the Macular Society, Mavis Technologies, MyCare, which is a health company that enables people in Northern Ireland to access their health records and test results from hospitals. So that's a really interesting stand if anybody wants to go there. We've got NaviLens. We've got PacFlat, which is a device, the McGonagall, which enables
the voting.
Patrick's going to be there, and it's all about voting. So that's an important thing to go and have a look at if you're interested in politics and you want to vote. We've got lots of RNIB stands, of course. We've got RNIB Products and Advice Centre. We've got children and young families. We've got the employment team. We've got RNIB reading services. And we've also got a tech surgery, which I'll pop by to whenever I can. And my husband's going to be there kind of helping anybody with Android devices. If anybody has an Android phone, he can sit and have a talk with you. And we've got another person who's coming to talk about iOS and any help that you require with your iPhones or iPads. So there is a lot. And we've also got, obviously, sight and sound, vision aid technologies. We've got WeWalk, the WeWalk cane. We've got Synaptic. So there is a lot going on at this exhibition, as there has been in previous years.
It's incredible, isn't it? There's a lot of, and I suppose what's interesting for me, Jackie, as you're going through that list, yes, some of the companies we all know and we all meet at these tech fairs, I suppose, but also some service providers, which is equally as interesting, I think, for people.
Yeah, I think it is. It's a real local mix. And I think this, for me, is one of the reasons why I love this event so much, because it's community driven as much as anything else. Yes, we have all the lovely friends that we've made with technology companies over the years, and they're a big part of the exhibition. But it's also nice to have that local feel, that you're going to be coming and talking to somebody in Northern Ireland from Northern Ireland as well. So it is kind of more warmth, if you like, a community driven event as much as anything else.
Okay, so plenty of things for people to see, plenty of people to meet. Sometimes, Jackie, I feel when you go to these events, it is as much, if not more so sometimes, about the links you make and the people you talk to than the technology that you see.
For me, it is. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I love going around networking with everybody. I just like to float around. I have somebody that goes around with me, and I really, really love meeting customers. I love networking and meeting all the suppliers, seeing what's new, and just talking to people, really. And it's just a great day if you can make it. It starts at 10 and it finishes at 4. As I say, there is plenty of car parking if you're coming by road. There is the bus and train shuttle. There is also guide dog spending and water refreshments for your dog. And there is a cafe as well. There will be Braille copies of the cafe menu. There will be a list of the talks, and also of all the exhibitors who will be there. And NaviLens will be in full action, so that if you have your phone and you can hear what you're doing as you're going around, it does get a bit noisy. But if you want to use NaviLens, then that will be coded so you can find your way around as well.
So download the NaviLens app before you head off. Jackie, you just mentioned talks there, and I know you had this last year. So you have some seminars going along while the exhibition is in.
Yeah, we do. We have some education chat as a talk. We've got somebody coming to talk about access technology in education. I'm going to be doing a talk on communication, all the ways that you can communicate using access technology. So that would be Braille. It would be TTS, text-to-speech, screen readers. So there is a lot going on the day. And I just hope people enjoy it.
I think they will. I definitely think they will, if the feedback from last year's event is anything to go by. Jackie, just maybe the final question that I'd be thinking of, people who might be coming, who are thinking of maybe using the sighted guides, do people need to pre-register, to pre-advise you? Are you trying to get an idea of numbers?
It would be good if they could pre-register. But if you decide to turn up at the last minute, we do have volunteer sighted guides who would be able to help you out if it was a last minute situation where you think, oh, I think I will go, I think I'll risk it. Do come along, because there will be people helping you there. And there is a registration desk when you get there as well.
Okay, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Wednesday, the 11th of February, at the Foyle Arena in Derry, close proximity to all the transport hubs that Jackie has mentioned. And you get to meet Jackie, which is extra bonus. You might even get a hug from Jackie. Do you go around hugging people? I think you do.
I'm a hugger. Yeah. I get loads of hugs when I'm at these events. I really do. I'm very much a people person, very extrovert. So I'm always happy to come and talk to anybody, or if you've got any questions about digital skills and access technology, I'm wedded to it. So please do come and find me. Somebody will find me, and I'm always happy to come and have a chat.
You're legendary. There's a big photograph at the front of the Foyle Arena of Jackie, ready to go.
I'm cutting the ribbon this year, so.
Jackie, wishing you all the best. I know it's going to be another great success at the Foyle Arena on the 11th of February. Best of luck with it, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Stuart. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks a million to Jackie Brown there. It's so lovely to catch up with Jackie. And by the way, because I have experienced them, those hugs are absolutely legendary. So make sure you get one of Jackie's hugs at the exhibition if you're going 11th of February at the Foyle Arena. Our colleagues Stephanie and Ian will be there, and looking forward to meeting you all. That's just about it for this episode of the show. We're back very soon. Until then, though, from Stuart Lawler and everybody at Sight & Sound Technology, thanks for listening. And goodbye.